For the driveway on the front or the garden's pile of dirt, we'll leave them looking splendid and your wallet it will not hurt. You see, the work we do is to a standard that no other company match. With multicoloured asphalt, you may wonder what's the catch. If you'd like to see for your own eyes the standards to which we fix, call Distinctive Drives on Mansfield 843156 or see our showroom on Diamond Avenue in Kirkby.
Feel the rain on your skin, someone else can feel it for you.
When you shine, it brings out the best in you. And because New Pantene has a collection for whatever your style or hair type, you can have a great hair day every day. Let the best of you shine through. New Pantene. Shine. And now in Boots, you can buy any two 400ml bottles of New Pantene shampoo and conditioner for just £4.
Are you thinking of standing as mayor or as a councillor in the next Mansfield District election? For all you need to know about the nuts and bolts of standing for election, including recent changes to the law, come to an information evening at the Civic Centre Mansfield at 5:30 on either Thursday the 15th or Friday the 23rd of February. To book, call Mansfield 463 394. That's Mansfield 463 394. Sessions are open to potential candidates and agents.
Sports Talk on Mansfield 103.2 with Derbyshire Building Society, helping you achieve your financial goals in Mansfield, Sutton and Shirebrook.
Call now, Mansfield 666 000.
We're across Mansfield, Ashfield and Bolsover on 103.2 FM and also on the internet via the Mansfield Community Radio website, www.manrad.com. Also telling you tonight, the best call tonight will get two free tickets on the SSA bus for the trip to MK Dons, which takes place on Tuesday night. So get your calls in now, 01623 666 000, and that means you can go down to the MK Dons a lot cheaper than you would do normally. Right, so let's have a look back, shall we, to the weekend. Of course, Stockport County was the place where Mansfield went, and it was a disappointing one for Billy Dearden's side.
Britain could go on a chase to return by Baptiste, and that isn't international standard of goalkeeping, because from the keeper comes straight to Simon Brown. Now Britain chasing it down. Britain hit it. Oh, there's got to say an international class save. Britain hit that. That could have been his sixth. Long outstretched fingers from Wayne Hennessy, and that's the nearest chance of a goal so far, as Hampshire comes to take a corner off a very fine shot and a very fine save.
This is the first corner of the game from that side, and the first for Stockport County, and they're looking to see. Oh, that's got into the, I thought there was interference with play there. That was hammered in on the volley. The man celebrating right the way down this side. It looked to me like it was Anthony Pilkington, but it's not Pilkington that's taking the celebration. It's the other Anthony, Anthony Elving. Ricochet off the keeper. It looked to me that the keeper had no chance at all of controlling it. And Elving it volleyed it in from about a yard, 2 yards at the most out. Mansfield trail by 1-0. Pilkington will receive that. It was Ashley Williams who went for that one, and that's going to be a penalty. That is Mullins who bundled over Pilkington, and that is going to be a penalty at the worst possible time. Here's Proudluck. And Jason White stopped it. Jason White saved it. And it goes out for a corner. It's run ricocheted one way, then the other. Mullins tried the shot. Oh, and just wide of the left hand upright. And Johnny Mullins, well, he must have thought that that was going to be the beating of Wayne Hennessy. And that was close, but not quite close enough.
Oh, it's going to be another Jason Taylor throw. Across the box, it's gone. Flicked over the shoulder, and I think that hit the top of the crossbar, and I thought it was going to go out, and it has gone out for a goal kick, but Jason White looked over his shoulder, and it would have been his worst nightmare, because he thought he was going to look at it creeping into the net, and it just hit the top of the crossbar. Boulding gets his first chance, and he's bowling to Boulding, and it's Michael Boulding heading towards the penalty area. Touch from Rory. Michael still going. Michael tried. Oh, he's hit the post on the angle. There it is. That's it. The Stockport fans delirious in their joy, and who can blame them? But they've had a match. Make no mistake about that. Mansfield Town came here today, and they tested them to the quick. A final scoreline, Stockport County 1, Mansfield Town 0.
So there we go, Stockport County last week. What do you think about team selection? We'll talk about what has been going on with that with Phil Walker very, very shortly indeed. But 01623 666 000 is the number to call. And online now is Graham Parker. Good evening, Graham.
Evening, Jace. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all, mate. What's your point for us tonight?
I'm intrigued, Jason. Your introduction, when you've got all those nice little clips in...
Yeah.
You have Mr. Hatham saying that there is a small minority trying to shift the agenda at Field Mill.
Okay.
Right. As you know... I represent Stags Fans for Change at the moment, the protest group that want Mr. Haslam out. Now, we've been conducting our survey amongst the Stags fans for nearly 4 weeks now, and we have got 1,200 signatures that from Stags fans.
Right.
1% of which think Mr. Haslam should actually stay in control of the club that they support. How on earth can he justify claiming that the people that want him out are a small minority? And don't forget, this is only 1,200 that we've actually spoken to and managed to get their opinion. Yeah, there are, we estimate another perhaps 1,300 adults that are going to home games at the moment. We are out tomorrow at Field Mill. We'll be at Quarry Lane, we'll be outside the West Stand, canvassing people's opinion on Mr. Hazard. And let me make this clear. We're not just interested in hearing from people who want him out. We really do want to hear from people who actually think he's doing a good job.
Yeah, is that a thing, Graham? Because people that are likely to come up to you and sign the petition and answer your questions will be the people that are anti-Keith Hazard, while the ones that are content with what's going on, for want of a better word, will probably not come up and see you.
It's a factor we've never hidden from and never denied, Jason. I mean, the simple fact is Mansfield Town fans are very various in their approaches. Some of them are interested in the politics. Some of them are completely oblivious. All they want to do is turn out on a Saturday afternoon and enjoy their game of football, which we fully appreciate. And indeed, we've had conversations with those people and taken on board what they say. But, yeah, and whilst people will seek us out, those that are active and those that are vociferous about it, it's very important for us to be able to register as many opinions as possible, because next week we will be meeting with Mr. Derry. He's agreed to meet with the Stags Fans for Change, and we will be putting our position over to him. And what we want to be able to say is, actually, whilst Mr. Haslam is telling you that we are actually represent a small minority, what we have is very, very clear evidence that he is actually not wanted by, in our opinion, the clear majority of football fans that support Mansfield Town Football Club and go week in and week out to support the team.
It can't be a clear majority, though, surely, if you've only asked 1,200 people. I know it's difficult to get people, in the game and answer everybody, but 1,200 is still less than half of the average Stags home attendance, isn't it? So you can't really say a clear majority at the moment.
No, what I said, Jason, was that we believe a clear majority wants him out, because using those figures, I could very easily project, if we were to sample the whole of the home fans, that there would be a clear majority that wants him out. The fact that we haven't yet been able to get to the whole majority to sample them is irrespective. If you were to take any market research standards, we are, to have 1,200 of, let's say, 2,500 fans is a massive indicator of the actual displeasure in Mr. Haslam and the running of the club.
Jamie Walker.
Graham, you mentioned a really good point there of what you say about the signatures, and from there, so you've got 1,200 signatures. What's your next step?
Well, our next step is to present the signatures to Mr. Derry, because we want to make him fully aware of the situation. I mean, the man's been in post now nearly a month, and he's got a lot to learn about the club, and we will be meeting with him to put our point across that clearly we believe that Mr. Haslam is not the appropriate person.
Will you be putting over, Graham, a viable option? Because that seems to a lot of fans what is not around at the moment is the fact that there is not a viable option out there. Have you got a solution that you can say to James Derry, this is how we feel this club should go, we should go down this route rather than what we've got at the moment? That's the big question that a lot of people are asking, I think. I mean, it's all right to protest, isn't it? But not to give any solutions is not going to really bring any sort of short-term answers, is it?
It's not going to bring any short-term answers, and we're not necessarily saying that we have short-term answers. What we are saying is that we do believe there are alternatives. And if Mr. Haslam was absolutely honest and truthful about in his claim that the Mansfield Town Football Club is up for sale, he would be doing something about it. We hear about clubs being bought week in, week out at the moment. You know, what is he actually doing about advertising the fact that he's interested in selling the club if the right offer is there?
And Graham, basically, I'll just come in again. Obviously, I'm going to the game tomorrow. Will we be expecting to see demonstrations actually while the match is on?
I'm not sure whether there'll be demonstrations while the match is on tomorrow or not. I mean, quite clearly, you will have noticed that over the last couple of games that there has been less vociferous demonstrations during the matches.
Is that because some of that, they're doing well?
No. Some of that was conscious decisions taken by SSFC, and some of it was, basically the way things went. People decided that they weren't going to make much of a song and dance about things inside the ground. You know, just because we decide that we're not going to be spending 60-odd minutes or whatever chanting has them out doesn't mean that we've gone away, or indeed that we aren't considering different tactics to get our point across. And tomorrow we will be getting our point across, and it will be in a slightly different way.
Well, thanks for your call, Graham. Interesting as always. As I say, you'll be speaking to James Derry next week. I'm sure we'll hear and we'll get both sides of the story after that meeting. But thanks very much for joining us tonight on Sports Talk.
No problem.
That's
thanks,
Graham Parker there. 0163 666 000. And let's move on, shall we, to our next call. And that's the call that you should try and get to, that phone number, 0163 666 000. And this is Mark Allert. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening.
Now, I understand that you've got sort of it's a similar sort of line to Graham Parker, but it's a different way of doing it than has been previously tried.
Yeah, well, I've not personally attended a Stag Bowl match since the 12th of March 2005, when we lost 3-1 at home to Oxford, and I've just come up with an idea that I feel might make the point a bit more positively than anything that's been suggested so far.
What is that?
I think that all Stag Stay Away fans should actually just attend one home match and show Mr. Haslam actually how many people out there do want to go to the Stags but also want to see the back of him at the same time.
And, it's an interesting point. It's one that hasn't been tried before. And Jamie, what do you think? I mean, it's a strange one, isn't it? It would, in the end, I suppose, stop all this argument together of how many people want Keith Haslam out. I mean, if only 200 people turn up, then that would be it over and done with, wouldn't it?
I think it's an excellent point why he says that. It's something new and something fresh that we've not heard before. And the only thing I could put against that, look for an argument with it. And I think people will just say, well, I'm not paying £20 to go to the game. That's what people are going to feel. I'm sure you agree with me very much.
Definitely.
But I think what a superb point you've brought there. Let's be honest, do you think we'd sell Mansfield Town out, 10,000 fans?
Well, I've estimated that there's approximately 1,200 to 1,500, and if you equate that into the actual amount of people who are going to matches in a season, 23 league matches, £15,000 per match, that equates to £345,000 in gate fees alone in a season. That doesn't include any extra amounts of money that people are putting through the gates for programmes, drinks and everything once they're in the ground.
And Mark, are you a member of any of the groups?
I was a member of the SSA, but when I stopped going, I didn't renew my membership. But I do appreciate what all these groups are doing. But I'd like to do something that I would consider to be positive, because it would also show the future purchases of Mansfield Town that there's a fan base there waiting to come back once Mr. Haslam's left the club.
Mark, I think you've got some superb ideas, and with James Derry meeting the fan supporters, I think you should take your ideas along to them, because I think it's fantastic. But
yeah,
slightly diverting on what you've been saying, what's your opinion of what happens on the Saturday, especially the other week, the protest? What's your opinion on that?
Well, I wouldn't want it to be about a protest. I'd want it to be a day for Mansfield Town, because
about the players as well.
Speaking, I miss Saturdays at Field Mill. I do go to some away matches, but not as many as I'd like to get to. And I'd like to be just about a day cheering Mansfield Town on and showing them what a real crowd is like, and everybody just getting behind the club. And hopefully, if we could do it like for the Wickham match, which isn't far away now, that would be an ideal time to do it.
Well, it's a new idea. It's one we've certainly not heard of before. Mark, thanks for coming to Sports Talk and telling us about it, and we'll see what other fans think about it. Thanks very much for your call this evening.
Cheers.
That's 01623-666-000, the number to call. Mark Allert there saying, protest by turning up at the mill and showing how many people are staying away at the moment in time. What's your views on that one? 01623-666-000. But back to tomorrow's game then, and of course it is Mansfield's trip to, well, they're at home, I should say, to Grimsby Town against Field Mill. Of course they went to Grimsby early on in the season, and perhaps they should have got the 3 points out of that anyway, but that's all in the past. Now it's tomorrow, and joining us online is somebody who knows Field Mill very well, but he's part of the Grimsby camp now, former boss of the Stags, Stuart Watkiss. Of course, he's now assistant boss there. Good evening, Stuart.
Jason, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all, mate, not too bad at all. I just wanted to ask you, because I've not spoken to you since the Torquay game, how much did that frighten you watching Mansfield thump Torquay 5-0 a few weeks ago?
Yeah, as I said, I mean, I was very impressed with Mansfield, but obviously had twice the impact because a few days earlier, Torquay gave us a good scene to by beating us 4-1. But on the night, I thought Mansfield were excellent. Yeah, Torquay, not the strongest opposition in the world, but very impressive.
And Stuart, Jamie here, you okay?
Jamie, nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. Now, something that I picked up on, obviously, after that game, you took a thumping away at Torquay, and from there on, you went and thumped to other sides. What did Tony say to you?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure Tony's claiming the credit.
he's not shutting up about it.
For telling us where we went wrong. But no, sometimes you just have to go back to basics. You have to say a few home truths. But credit to the players, they've responded. We had an excellent performance and obviously result away at Boston in winning 6-0. And then they showed a bit of character last week from coming from 2 goals down to win 4-3 against Bristol Rovers. So, we're coming on a high with a lot of confidence, but equally, we're very aware that we've had too many false dawns this year.
Stuart, it's Phil here, you're all right.
Phil, nice to speak to you.
And you as well. Who do you fear tomorrow most, having watched Mansfield against Torquay?
Well, I mean, obviously on the night, Martin Glitton scored that trick. He was very impressive. Mickey Boulding with his pace is always a threat in behind, and he's something that we'll have to watch. But I was particularly impressed with how Mansfield played out wide on the night. I mean, I'm sure I think he's a good player for this standard anyway. He's a clever player. Excellent delivery of set pieces, and the way that the fullbacks doubled up and made 2v1 situations was impressive, as I say. And they've got a threat from all over the pitch, so we know that we've worked on things. Hopefully, they'll go our way. But it should be a good game because our Gaffer wants to play football. And I know that Billy wants to play football, so for people coming down to Field Mill, it should be a decent spectacle.
And what about the players that you actually bought through the youth system, people like Jason White, Jake Buxton, Alex Baptiste? A bit fearful these players might come back tomorrow and obviously cause pain after you did a lot to work to produce them to get them to the level they're at.
Yeah, there was a lot of work obviously gone on, but I mean you have to first and foremost give these lads a pat on the back for progressing like they have done. I'm a big fan of his in his his attitude and his never say die spirit. Baptiste is a good player with a lot of ability. Maybe from the outsider looking in, you could say that maybe he should have gone 18 months ago. If he was being really selfish to further his career. Jason White, it's great to see a step up to first team level. So, I like to see the lads that I've worked with progress and, hopefully they continue to progress and you just hope that they'll have an off day tomorrow.
Hey, Stuart, though, you'll be hoping for a bit of luck as well because you got a bit of luck for your equaliser at Blundell Park, didn't you, early on in the season?
Well, it was dubious. It was dubious.
It wasn't over the line. Come on.
One thing I've learnt at this level, sometimes if you shout very loud in the linesman's ear and you continue doing that throughout the 90 minutes and you keep chirping away at them in a nice manner, sometimes the big decisions like that go your way. I mean, sometimes they go your way, sometimes they don't. I mean, as you say, I heard you say earlier, and being honest, on the night, Mansfield were a better team than us. We were pleased to come out of the game with the points. They've got good players. We were impressed with the speed that broke out from the back. You could have a corner, they could clear it, and the next thing they're breaking away on you. So, it's something that we'll have to watch. We got out of jail that night, maybe with a point. We were well beaten in the Johnson's paint. Trophy game at Field Mill, but I have to say, hand on heart, I thought both teams were disappointing on the night. It's just that Mansfield were less disappointing than us, so hopefully tomorrow will be a much better game.
And before I let you go, Stuart, and get ready for tomorrow, Billy Dearden, will you be spending some time with him tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have a drink with him after the game. As I say, I've got nothing but good things to say about Bill, nothing but respect. It's a good appointment. you know, Mansfield have found it hard, I think, in the last couple of years. I've got to say, I was a Peter Shirley fan. I thought he was a decent fella and done a decent job. But obviously Billy's gone back in and he's done terrific, you know. And the way that he played in the game that I saw doesn't surprise me. He's picked points up since he's gone back. And I'm sure Mansfield will go from strength to strength under his leadership. Again, I wish him nothing but well, but I just hope that they have a bad day at the office tomorrow.
It's not going to be nice to it. It's not going to do you any favours.
No, you get nowhere being nice. You should know that, Phil. As I say, I mean, obviously, there'll be no friendship during the 90 minutes tomorrow, but as I say, win, lose or draw, you know, I'll be knocking on Billy's door after the game and having a drink with him.
And with both management style, you know, your style, Stuart, and Billy's, are we expecting a 6-5 tomorrow?
Well, the way we've defended, I mean, we rode our luck a bit last week, and it was nice to see Craig Beasley scoring two against us. I don't mind if all the lads that have played, that I've worked with, scored two, as long as we get one more of them at the end of the day, then it'll be a good day for me. But, as I say, it's going to be a little bit special for me, if you know what I mean. I've got nothing but good memories about Mansfield. Very appreciative of the way that the fans treated me while I was there, and to be fair, since every time I've been back, they've been really nice and polite and pleasant. So I'm looking forward to coming back, and as I say, I keep saying it should be a good game, but hopefully we can just nick it, because I think we need the points a little bit more than you.
Now, 3 points for Mansfield tomorrow, Stuart. Great to hear from you though, as always, here on Sports Talk, and I'm sure we'll speak to you at some point tomorrow. That's Stuart Watkiss there. Thanks for joining us, Stu.
Thanks, Jason.
Stuart Watkiss, their former Mansfield manager, now assistant boss at Grimsby Town. Let's hope he's miserable at 4:45 tomorrow night. Quick break when we come back. More of your calls. Christine Buxton, Mel Priest and Martin Bird waiting to get on. 01623 666 000. We'll also be hearing from Billy Dearden, Johnny Mullins, Paul Holland and Phil Stant on a new film role for him, the former Stags legend. Find out more about that very, very soon indeed here on Sports Talk on Mansfield 103.2 and on Mansfield Community Radio on www.manrad.com. Bought back after these.
Sports Talk.
Call now. Mansfield 666 000.
Here you are then, Lofty here. Join me every Friday night from 7 for that Friday feeling. Then stay with me from 9 as we open the Rock Vault for the best classic rock music around.
That Friday feeling with Club Retro at the Late Lounge on Leaning Street, Mansfield. Playing everything from the 70s, 80s, 90s and the Arctic Monkeys every Friday night.
Available.
Looking for a car? There are only two places to look. Available Car Castle Donington and AvailableCar.com, where you can view, test drive and buy over 2,000 low-priced cars from £3,000 to £23,000. Exclusively at Available Car Castle Donington and AvailableCar.com, voted Britain's used car retailer of the year.
AvailableCar.com.
Your heart becomes more likely to have a crash when you're on a mobile phone. Your heart becomes more likely to have a crash when you're on a mobile phone. You're four times more likely to have a crash when you're on a mobile phone. It's hard to concentrate on two things at the same time. From February the 27th, if you're caught using a handheld mobile, you'll get 3 points on your licence and a £60 fine. Think. Switch off before you drive off.
I can't believe it.
Are these tears of sadness? Or tears of joy? Has she just been diagnosed or recovered from cancer? Thanks to donations from people like you, Cancer Research UK is helping more people cry tears of joy. Please help us do more by replying to the letter we're sending you. Cancer Research UK. Together, we will beat cancer.
Six. Five. Four, three, two, one. We have pickup. Ace ABC Taxis are go.
Call Ace ABC Taxis on 654-321 and we'll come to your rescue. Whether it's a visit to the shops, a night out with friends, or a trip to the airport, Ace ABC will make your journey hassle-free. We proudly offer disabled accessibility and 8-seater vehicles are also available. So what are you waiting for? Call Ace ABC Taxis on
654-321.
Ace ABC. We're on another planet to the rest. Just call Mansfield 654-321.
This weekend is a great time to change your car at the Dixon Swap Shop. And how about this for a fantastic Dixon deal?
Save £2,500 on a 55-plate Peugeot 307 1.6S 16-valve 5-door with air conditioning, 15-inch alloys, front fogs and CD player. Down from £10,495 to an amazing £7,995.
See how little it costs to swap at the fantastic Dixon Swap Shop.
On now at Dixon Peugeot, Oak Tree Lane, Mansfield, but ends Sunday at 5.
Sports Talk on Mansfield 103.2 with Derbyshire Building Society, helping you achieve your financial goals in Mansfield, Sutton and Shirebrook.
Call now, Mansfield 666 000.
And welcome back to Sports Talk on this Friday evening ahead of tomorrow's game against Grimsby Town. Don't forget, unrivalled radio coverage from 1.30 through till 6 o'clock of Mansfield Town versus Grimsby Town here on the biggest stage for the Stags, Mansfield 103.2. More of your calls shortly, 01623 666 000 is the number to call. It's a bit quiet on the phones tonight. I think people must be quite pleased with what's going on at the moment. Whatever your view, we'd like to hear from you. 01623 666 000. Well, certainly in the last few minutes of last weekend's 1-0 defeat for the Stags at Stockport County, Mansfield Town threw everything and the kitchen sink at the home side, but couldn't get the all-important goal. At Phil Mill today, Mansfield 103.2's Tony Della Hunty asked Billy Dearden if tomorrow's match with Grimsby would start with the same sort of commitment.
We'll always have passion, we'll always have the will to win, but I don't think we need to do a lot more than we are doing just now to get a result against Grimsby.
Grimsby had a rather astonishing turnaround.
They've done very, very well. I think they scored 10 goals in the last two games, 6 at Boston, and they beat Bristol Rovers 4-3 Saturday, so they're scoring goals, and before that, I don't think they'd scored a goal in 6 games.
Yeah, I was talking to Stuart Walker, so I think he's an old friend of yours, apart from somebody who you've worked with, and I asked him, what did you think the difference was at Coombs? But he said, I haven't got a clue.
Well, sometimes it's like that, isn't it? I mean, they did beat Boston comfortably on the day. Boston looked very poor. And then they had a good result, like I say, against Mr. Rovers.
What about strengthening the squad? I know you're looking.
Yeah, we're always looking. I'm always looking for players. I mean, I'm off to a game from here, you know, this afternoon is a game where I'm going to look at players, and I'm always looking at players. Yesterday, because Rotherham had one or two playing, they had a strong team, and it was a very, very good game there yesterday at Rotherham. Quite pleased with them yesterday. And but like you say, we're always looking to strengthen the squad. I won't say necessary to strengthen the team, the 11, just now, because I think they're doing okay. But the squad is a squad. I think when you get one or two injuries, we need somebody to win right away. It's a bit difficult just now with things like that. We're just putting young kids in. Yeah, but the kids, I'm no problem putting the kids in, because they won't go in if I didn't think they were good enough to go in.
Barry Conlon, did you give him a run, obviously?
Yeah, he had 60 minutes yesterday. He wanted to play in the game. He was going to play anyway, but he was keen as mustard to get some kind of game under his belt before his availability for this coming weekend.
Will you put him straight in?
Well, I'll just see how he is when he comes in today, and we'll take it from there. We'll get the buzz in. They'll be ready for Grimsby on Saturday.
Billy did, and they're speaking to Mansfield 103.2's Tony Della Hunty. Shortly we'll be hearing from Phil Stant, everybody's favourite striker from days gone past, and we'll be hearing why he is becoming a film star. So that's coming up here on Sports Talk. But let's go back to your calls then. 01623 666 000 is the number to call. Let's go to Church Warsop. Martin Bird's there. Good evening, Martin.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your point for us this evening?
Basically, I'm one of these of us who thinks Haslam ought to go. But going back through all the 90s, you look at the attendance back in history books and that, they're only averaging 2,000 fans anyway at Mansfield. When they went up that year, 2001-2, again they're averaging 4,000, just below 5. But when they go into League One, which everybody's crying out for, that year's attendance were actually lower than the year they went up. Now, going
back, is it all about winning then, do you think, Martin?
Well, it's who you're playing. Obviously, playing Chesterfield, Notts County, some local derbies, or teams that's bringing a lot of fans, that's always going to boost the attendances up. Plus, it make you want to go and pay the money at the turnstiles. Now, I go with my two children, home and away, regular. I'm a loyal fan. I reckon you've only actually got 2,000 probably loyal fans. You're going to get the odd ones come back if they're playing a decent team. And to me, Aslan's got to, yeah, because it's not just on the field, it's the embarrassment around the ground, like the club shop and how it's all run. You don't want to try and talk to fans properly. He's just no good at that. So he's got to go. And we're a bit of luck, this Derry does seem as though he wants to do things at the club.
Well, you heard from Mark Allett earlier on, it was an intriguing suggestion, and not saying it's right or not, put it out in the open forum for people to discuss, that people should protest and show their level of support for, you know, the protest for Keith Haslam to go by turning up to a game, the home game against Wycombe Wanderers, but it sounds like you don't think that would have a massive impact.
Well, let's not pick a team like Wycombe, let's pick a team like Torquay on a Tuesday night or Maxfield, something like that. And that showed a loyalty to the fans who are staying away, who reckon they're staying away for Sir Aslan. Not, you know, obviously against Wickham, because Wickham's doing well, they're going to bring probably a few, you know, and they're top of the table. If somebody, if the fans want to come back and prove that they come back, if Aslan's going out, then it's got to be somebody against the low side, isn't it?
Are you going tomorrow?
Yeah, I have Mr. Known game with my two kids, and I've been to about 15 away games this season, and I'll be going 10 K-Dons and the rest of the season as well.
Well, it's great stuff to hear. Thanks a lot for your call, Mark.
Thank you.
That's Mark Allard there speaking from Martin Bird, I should say, from Church Warsaw. 01623 666 000 is the number to call. Over to Plesley now. Also calling in tonight, Mel Priest. Hiya, Mel.
Hi, Jason.
Hiya. What's your point for us?
Yeah, I was just looking on the SFA website today and a statement from Mr. Perry saying that he's still very interested in Aquadin, the club, and also. He also knows now what Mr. Aslan wants for the club, and it's apparently now the paperwork. Now they're hoping to sort something out before the end of the season. I just wonder if Mansfield 103.2 could clarify any of this.
Well, the interesting thing was that Mr. Perry has been away on holiday all week, so I don't know where these quotes have come from, to be honest. We spoke to him earlier on today, and so we don't know where these quotes have come from. But would the Perry bid be something that you would be backing yourself?
Well, I mean, I think I'd back any bid at the moment. To be honest, I mean, he has put the club up for sale. He can't do no more than what he's doing now. And I just hope, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not an Aslan fan. I've never have been. But I support Mansfield Town Football Club, and all the people who sit around me are the same. And your last caller was right. You have got 2,500 hardcore people who go to Mansfield Town Football Club. You can go and sit in that ground, and you can look around, and they're the same people there week in, week out. I just want somebody to get hold of this club. I mean, it's not just a matter of, you know, getting the club. I mean, they've got to have the money to move the club forward. It's not just on the pitch, off the pitch as well. I mean, you've just got to look at the Bishop's piece. And, I mean, the rest of the ground is not bad, but that's just an eyesore. And I don't think anything will ever be done with that at the moment.
Well, sure, time will tell, Mel. Thank you very much for your call there. That's Mel Priest. There from Plesley, 01623 666 000 is the number to call. Get your calls in quickly because we are running out of time. So let's move over to, well, this is a somewhat bizarre world that our football commentator Tony Delahunty lives in. Today, he arrived at Phil Mill to find Johnny Mullins and assistant manager Paul Holland limbering up for what looked like a catchweight boxing bout. This is what happened.
Seconds out, round one. Now, this is rather a different sort of setup because I arrived inside the Field Mill to find that one Mullins J, probably bantamweight, with a pair of red Lonsdale London boxing gloves on. But before I could think that he was just going to do a little bit of shadow boxing or something like that, out pops Dutch. Now, there would be a name to go on the back of somebody going down to the ring with it. What is going on? You've got gloves as well.
It was from yesterday. I had some training mitts on just for having a bit of a laugh with a few of the boys and landed Mully one, so he's come in this morning, got his gloves and challenging for a little bout, I think.
Did you knock him out?
And watered his eyes for him.
What sort of a punch has the assistant manager got?
It was a good one. You know, he caught me. It was a quick uppercut, which I've never seen coming. So he's got one coming today.
Yeah, well, let's hope he doesn't develop onto the pitch. We don't see too many yellows and reds flying around the place. I mean, seriously, is it part of training, this sort of thing?
We're trying to bring it into a training schedule at the minute. I did a lot of it at Bristol, and I found that it.
It's up by your ears, actually.
That's it. Yeah. No, I think it does help a lot of the boxer size things now. It's good for different kinds of fitness, so I think it's something that we'll bring in.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a few punches thrown on pitches around the country from time to time, and quite often in tunnels now. I hope you're not doing sort of training for the next time there's a management argument anywhere.
No, it's yesterday was a bit of banter flying around, so a few of the lads had to have a little It's a little short jabs and things like that.
You've got to admit, I mean, you're just slightly, maybe towards the heavyweights, aren't you, as opposed to this fellow. Who's there. I mean, were you ever, sort of quickly, a bit of a Muhammad Ali in your time?
I don't know, really. I just think that's it. It's good for the fitness, you know, good to...
Have you ever boxed anyone when you were at school or anything like that?
No, I'm not a boxer, really. I'm a lover, not a fighter, so...
Would you agree with that, Dutch? He's a lover, not a fighter.
Well, that's what I've heard.
No, seriously, I mean, it is another part of fitness, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, football's changing. If someone said 15 years ago you'd be having boxing gloves on and that's part of your training, you'd have laughed at them, basically. But, you know, things have changed and it is a different kind of fitness and, you know, football is changing.
No worries, listen, just tell us, how you fancy Mullins' chance against Barry Conlon?
Not very good.
So it's Mansfield 103.2, Tony Del Hunty getting in the boxing ring with Paul Holland and, Johnny Mullins as well. Let's see if that adds a bit of fighting spirit to the game against Grimsby tomorrow. Don't forget unrivaled radio coverage here on Mansfield 103.2. Right, we've been talking about Phil Stant all afternoon. Apparently he's becoming a film star. He released a book, of course, called U.R. Stantonar, the story of his life as a soldier in the Falklands War. Well, this year is the 25th anniversary of that campaign, and Phil has just got back from making a documentary for ITV, which will be shown next month. So make sure you find that when it's on the schedules. And Tony Della Hunty asked the former Stag striker how he felt when he arrived back at the Falklands.
Well, it was very moving, actually. I mean, obviously ITV contacted me after the book and asked if, because it's the 25th anniversary, would I like to go back down as part of the team. But you know, I went back down. It was very moving, very emotional at times. But you know, I've not been back in 25 years, so it was. I was very pleased to go back.
I mean, did you visit some of the families that you'd known? Because I think you actually billeted with them after the end of the Falklands War, didn't you?
Yeah, it was smashing. We had a reunion with the family that put us up after the war, because obviously there was no accommodation, so the troops just had to go around knocking on doors. And, you know, it was really nice to have a reunion with the old couple that put me up.
And was the first thing they said to you when they saw you again, "Hey, Phil, didn't you go on to play for Mansfield Town?"
Correct. That's the only thing they remembered about me.
Now, having made the documentary, it's a documentary, is it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
I mean, what angle does it take on the Falklands War? Is it historical or what?
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, my story of, you know, what happened to me down there, you know, and the little part that a lot of us did play, you know, especially at Fitzroy, Bluff Cove, which was very poignant to myself personally. You know, I did manage to revisit all the old battlefields, and, you know, I felt very privileged to stand where Colonel H. Jones was killed. So at times it was very moving, and, you know, it was really nice to be there.
It must have been surreal, though. It's a very calm place. It's all right, it has its fair share of winds and whatnot, but when you were over there, it was a battleground. To stand there as just an island in the South Atlantic and to visit people mainly who are involved in farming, it must have been almost unreal.
Well, it was, because you saw a different side to the islands, and you see now how far the islands have progressed and developed. Obviously, we only saw trenches and... you know, in battlefields, whatever you want to say about that, but you know, we actually saw that they had beaches and you know, wildlife, but you were so engrossed in the conflict at the time, you didn't get to appreciate how lovely the place is, and you know, the penguins, for instance, the famous penguins. It was nice to see a few of them, you know.
I mean, just an interesting question to me is, do they have any football at all on the Falkland Islands?
Well, they do, actually. And what we've done, we arranged a game with the Falkland Islands team against the military team. So at 44 years of old, I managed to gain my first international cap for the Falkland Islands.
You actually played for the Falklands, did you?
I did, yes. Against, it was a Navy team from HMS Edinburgh.
So when is the film eventually going to be shown?
Well, they're showing it in March on ITV, and obviously I think it's ITV2, shortly after.
And what will we see? Pictures of you talking to people, that sort of thing?
Yeah, obviously it was nice to talk to other veterans, and we used that as part of the programme. You know, I managed to talk to the guy who was trying to defuse the bomb on Antelope when it was sunk in Bomb Alley, who unfortunately lost an arm.
But it was nice to talk to other veterans that had been back a few times and, you know, how it affected them.
I'm sure it's going to be a very good watch, and we'll remind everybody when it gets closer to the day. In the meantime, have you managed to keep an eye on your old team, on Mansfield Town, watch the league tables, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I'm delighted that Billy's back. I think Billy will do a great job. He's a real character. You know, he's still hungry, even at his age, I'm sure. But, you know, one thing about Billy is he will get the dressing room buzzing. He's very experienced. He will get respect from the players. You know, and I hope he does well, because it's nice to see him back at Mansfield Town.
Are you predicting a good future under Billy Dearden?
Well, I'd like to think so. You know, he did a good job there before. He's got a good track record, Billy, and he's very experienced and knows the players. And he also knows how to get the best out of players. Because, like I said, he is a character. You know, I've got a lot of time and respect for him. You know, we had a good time there when I was a player. So hopefully he can give Mansfield Town fans something to shout about.
Now you're an author. I've said you're at least a TV personality, now a film star as well. I mean, is it going to be a bit like Sean Bean, that sort of thing now? Or is that the next sort of situation for you? Into a real
film? I don't
film?
Think it'll be Sean Bean, but what I think it might be is Interference.
Well, you've been there all your life. You've been there all your life, all your life, Bill. Well, are you still with the FA now?
Football League. Still working with the Football League in youth development, yes. Mansfield Town's one of my clubs, and I'm pleased to see that they're doing quite well in the youth department also.
Well, every success with... are you going to be another book? Will there be another book now? Is that it? Is that you finished as an author?
Well, I'm going to... obviously, The Falklands Return will obviously become a last chapter, if you like. You know, after putting a few things to bed, which was nice, so... that will go in the paperback version coming out next year sometime, I'm sure.
Phil Stan, thanks very much indeed, as ever, for joining Mansfield 103.2, and let's hope we can grab you in the commentary box before the end of the season. Thanks, Phil.
Alright, mate, no problem.
There's Phil Stant signing off here on Mansfield 103.2, and yes, he will be on a documentary for ITV concerning the 25th anniversary of the Falklands War. Phil, just briefly about Phil Stant, what a striker he was, eh? I'm sure there's some loads of stories around about him, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a legend at Mansfield Town, and obviously now he's gone into another career, further in his career, like Cantona. Obviously he's gone into filming as well, hasn't he, and owned Ginola, and yeah, I mean, he's a brilliant football player, and I wish him all the best with that, and hope we make some success of it.
More close to home though, it's Grimsby tomorrow then. I'm going to put you in the manager's shoes. What do you want to see tomorrow?
Well, Jason, you know, I think Billy Dearden, since he's come to Mansfield Town, I think he's steadied the ship and he's took Mansfield to more or less a mid-table position. You know, and I think they play some fantastic football. And once again tonight we had fans phone in about you know, the same old thing about Mr Haslam, which I know is a sensitive thing, and I know how upset they are, but I'd love to hear people phone in about their opinions of players, because, you know, I've kind of been watching the team now for a few games and looked at the squad, and I think, you know, regarding the strikers, Mansfield have got 7 good strikers. The things that I can't understand why Danny Reek's not involved, he's a top scorer at the club, and the midfield as well. He's got to sort out this left sided midfield position. Please play Matthew Hampshire on the right, and also maybe John Helder's got to come into the back four for experience.
Quickly, scoreline tomorrow.
Well, I think it's going to be a close game. I'm going to go 2-1 Mansfield.
Jamie Watkins.
8-7 Mansfield.
You were speaking to Stuart Watkins. Unrivaled radio coverage tomorrow then from 1:30. Thanks to everybody who's been involved in Sports Talk tonight. Lofty's up next, stay with us. Good night.
Mansfield 103.2.
Your first and only choice for Mansfield news and sports.